Oh, yes, hi, it's Norman Himes. How are you?
Did you get the drawings?
Yes, we did. We were just going over them, and we're just preparing to try to make contact back with you this morning.
I'm sorry about the condition of the drawings, but they were in such a state when we got them, they were chopped and hacked about the old drawings. The best we can do on the, you know, at this stage.
Okay, it appears we have the drawing for the 100 kW and for the 300 kW and the foundation drawing. Okay, now let's see, we didn't have a drawing for or a design arrangement for the boiler or refractory.
I haven't been able to get hold of the drawing for the boiler yet. They're standard boilers, what we call a standard Lancashire boiler. They're a good boiler, you know, a good old workhorse, you know, one of the old best. I can get you a drawing of a boiler if you require it.
Well, what we need to do is be able to see what is necessary for the building of the refractory. We need to order the materials so we can, you know, build the refractory and the foundation for the boiler.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't worry, you know, I can get all that out to you. The thing is, what I'm ringing for is, obviously, you want to know, whether you're going to go ahead with it, because it was such a lot of expense, laid up. We've got, all these laid up.
Mm-hmm. Well, our intentions are to go on this thing. We need to make, have some final discussions with you, though, however, on the price once we understand for sure here that you have everything that's necessary to make this a complete package. And that was what we were after here. We still haven't gotten the engineer's reports on this, and of course this could be included in the contract. We would have to have a contract from you stating exactly what our agreement is, including the description of the equipment, the engineer's reports, and including the conversion from the 50 to 60 cycle, and then confirming that it's a complete unit, a complete package, operational. All we have to be concerned about is, in addition to that, is the shipping arrangements to get it to Guyana and the someone there to supervise the installation of the complete unit. And let's see here, and let's see, this all includes the feed system. We've already talked about that the other day.
Yeah. What I also intend doing is, before we dismantle, is to take a lot of photographs of every stage of it, take the complete assembly and in various stages, so we've also, as well as drawings, got a photograph, a photograph copy of everything.
Okay.
The whole
assembly. That's good, yes.
Make it much easier for people to work on at your end.
Uh-huh.
We'll
have
a photograph and be all numbered to be able to see exactly where everything goes.
Well, now, we wanted a representative from your firm to, that is familiar with the installation and operation of this, to be there to supervise it. We don't want to just try to put it together from pictures and prints.
No, there'll be two people coming over.
Okay.
There's no problem there. No, we would insist that somebody from our side comes to assemble, to supervise.
Yes, well, that's what we want.
Yeah, that's no problem there.
Okay. All right, then we're a little bit frustrated here, too, on this. We want to be able to get all these loose ends rounded up here. And these things that I just labeled out here to you, do you have them, have they jotted down so they can be put into a contract?
Yeah. You want the engineer's report?
Yes.
Supervision of that at your end, that will be also in?
Yes. A total description of the complete unit, that would include the 300 kW. The 100 kW and the boiler, and that includes the feed system for the boiler.
Yep.
That all of the spare parts.
Yep.
And okay.
A and all the switch gear.
All the switch gear, yes, and the 50 to 60 cycle conversion that's done there in Europe, there in England before it leaves, right?
Yes, that'll be done. The gearbox will be put in to increase the generator speed 20%.
Yes. Okay, fine. Yeah, all right, so description of that all complete package there before it leaves, and then we'll have to have a shipping schedule arrangements prepared so we know how much it's going to cost us to ship it. And then we would have to have, in conjunction along with the contract, a pro forma invoice so we can handle the import license.
Yep.
Okay.
Right. Yep.
Now then, and then of course the contract has to include the price, which we probably ought to talk about now.
Yeah. Well,
now our last discussion, I mentioned to you, we went over and again here what you had labeled out in your letter, and we talked about the fact that we needed to get the package deal reduced to somewhat, and you said you'd see what you can do. Now, have you worked on that at all?
Well, we could get it. See, this deal includes also, say, the whole lot with a little extra expense for the gearbox and so forth, but we could do it at about, just about 55,000, you said, Neil?
Yes.
About 55,000, yeah, we could do it for that.
55,000 US.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. 55,000 US. Now that, does that include shipping?
No, that doesn't include shipping, no.
Or what, okay, that includes everything but the shipping, that includes the supervision?
No, that includes everything at this time.
Everything at...
In the UK.
Everything in the United Kingdom, okay. So then after it, when it leaves, when it goes on ship there, then we have added cost to add on to the 55,000.
Yeah, well, it's only marginal because supervision won't be very expensive.
Okay, well, I need to be able to convey to the board though some approximate idea of what it's going to cost for all parts of this, and you have any idea yet on the shipping and on the supervision?
Shipping, no, I haven't, because then again, it's all got to be broke down, to weight and dimensions and that. We haven't gone into this too deep, so we want to assure that we'll get it, run ahead at this stage. Obviously, we've got to go into it because of, the size.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I'm having a little hard time hearing you. The line is, can you say that last again?
It's just a matter of the size of, the bulk of it, and getting to know, the weight and bulk.
Okay, yes, all right. Okay, then on the supervision, how long do you think it'll take to set that up? How long will they have to be there, and how much?
I would say about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so we figure a month, and that will cost us approximately what for the two people? I think we brought it.
Again, can I come back to you with this on the morning? The thing is, I've got to get in touch with it's a specialised engineer I've got to get to come out to.
Yes, okay.
I've got to go a bit deeper into that.
Okay, all right, well, tentatively, I think let's go ahead and make the contract up, start getting the contract put together based on having these items included that we've discussed, and that 55,000, I don't think we're going to have any problem there. Necessarily, but if we, meanwhile, if you get these other, this other cost available for us, so we know what our total package is, I think that we've got an agreement here. Let's see. Well, just a second here. Yeah, right. We'll send a deposit back with the signed copy of the contract.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
What kind of deposit? What kind of deposit would you need? And then we want an arrangement where we'd pay a deposit, and then upon arrival we could pay when shipped. Let's see here. Wait a minute. When shipped? Go ahead. We'll send the balance when shipped, and then the cost of the supervisors and all that will be paid upon completion of the installation.
Yeah. Well, I'll come back to you tomorrow with all these details and give you, you know, what we want before it starts. But obviously, I've got to get in touch with my directors as well, you know, my co-partners. See, you know, how to work it out. I'll come back to you tomorrow. Will you be available?
Okay. Now, I'll be traveling, but Mr. Shaken, Gene Shaken, you've talked with him too before, remember? He was the one that called you when he's over in England. He'll be here, and he's well aware of all this. We've been discussing it at length, and he's been following it. Now, what we need, one thing we are concerned, as I mentioned earlier, about the plans on the boiler for the foundation and the refractory, because we have to start ordering the materials now to have it there on time.
Yeah, I'll get those. I'll have some new drawings made up for you for the boiler.
Okay, good.
I'll go ahead and get them done.
Yeah, okay. We'll need construction schedules so we know. Huh? Sketches. Construction sketches so we know just exactly what to order.
Yeah. We'll give you a full list of everything you require.
All right, fine. Well, then I won't be in. I have to be on a trip tomorrow, but talk to Gene Shaken and... He'll have all the paperwork here in front of him, and he'll be prepared to discuss that with you.
Okay, fine.
All right, thank you so much then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.